5. Yorkton Regional High School going to be a very busy place over the coming days. Friday Night Lights, Terry Fox Run, it's all going down this weekend. Joining us, Robbie Sharp. Robbie, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning, Jordan. I'm doing awesome.
Great. Well, like I say, for those that think Robbie Sharp is just a football guy, you're trying to bust that myth, it seems like. Hey?
Yeah, I don't know anything about football, to be honest.
Well, this Terry Fox Run, let's start there because this was an event we thought maybe wasn't going to happen this year. And I guess a couple of people at Yorkton Regional High School, including yourself, said that can't happen.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's one of those things. And I actually didn't even know what was going on. It was actually Stephanie Davis from the TV station called me and said, did you hear that there's no Terry Fox Walk this year in Yorkton? And I hadn't heard. So, you know, it's pretty near and dear to our heart here at Regional High School. Obviously, we had Chad Young a few years ago who had the same cancer that Terry Fox had and lost his leg and you know, ultimately lost his life. And, you know, it's, you know, with me, Jordan, I cry easily, and it's one of those things I can barely talk about without crying. So he was just a great kid. And when we heard there wasn't going to be a Terry Fox Walk, I got a hold of his brother, Ben, and his cousin, Chelsea, and I said, like, you know, this is Yorkton, you know, like, we can't have this. Like, Yorkton's not going to have a Terry Fox Walk. Like, it doesn't make any sense. So they said, absolutely, Mr. Sharp, let's get this happening. So they're actually the leads on the project, Ben and Chelsea Young, and I'm just kind of, you know, guiding them along. You know, they're a couple of really good kids, and they're getting things done. They just, you know, kind of need a little guidance here and there. But We're going to pull it off, and it's going to be a great event, and I'm very proud of them.
Now, the school's going to have its own walk, like students tomorrow, correct?
And yeah, then that's Sunday? Exactly it. And that was my first idea when I got a hold of the Terry Fox Foundation. I thought,
okay,
well, let's just call, because we do a walk on the Friday before Terry Fox Walk all the time.
Yeah.
So let's just invite the community, and they can come to Regional High School and do our walk with us. And the Terry Fox Foundation, you know, they didn't really like that idea. They said lots of schools do walks, like, you know, I would say probably most schools in the province.
Okay.
So, and they mostly do them on Friday. And they said, you know, the provincial walk is supposed to be Sunday, and we want it open to the, you know, to the community. So we said, yeah, no problem. We'll just do two. So our school walk is on Friday, and the community walk is on Sunday.
All right. Excellent. At Yorkton Regional High School, folks can come on down starting about 1 on Sunday, I think, is what I read.
Yeah, well, you can register between 12 and 2, really. We'll have hot dogs down here and stuff like that. But the run walk doesn't actually start till.
Okay, good. Not competitive at all in the slightest. People can walk. People can ride.
Bring your dog. Rollerblades won't really work because we're kind of going back by GC Beach and there's a gravel road there. So it's hard to rollerblade on the gravel road. But, you know, bring your family. And they say it's going to rain, a big chance of rain. And so, yeah, well, you know, that rain didn't stop Terry Fox, so it's not going to stop us either.
Oh,
put
exactly.
A rain jacket on and grab an umbrella. Enjoy the fall weather. It's beautiful colors out there right now, so it's gonna be an awesome day, and it doesn't matter what the weather's gonna be.
All right, and for Friday Night Lights, this is all set for tomorrow. This is a definite one, rain or shine, it's gonna be happening.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, it's the only thing that stops football is lightning, so it don't matter if it's cold, rain, sleet, snow. That's the joke, right? Nice football weather.
Now, this is number 7, I want to say.
I think it's 8, actually.
8, okay. Yeah. Awesome.
So, it's been going for quite a while, and we've learned lots. We were laughing the other day because the first time we did it, we had 3 generators, 3 light plants, and, you know, a couple of them were pretty old. We thought it was absolutely awesome. Well, now we've got, like, 12, and we just light this place up like daylight. So it's really cool, and we got Moose Jaw Central coming to town, who's going to be one of our rivals this year in the Moose Jaw League. So we got a pretty good team. And we're pretty excited about it, but I think they got a pretty good team too, and we'll go at it Friday night. Yeah, so the thing we talk about Friday Night Lights is it's not just a football game, right? It kind of highlights who we are at the Regional High School. You know, we just have lots of people involved, right? Like, we have our choir duo Canada, and, you know, we have our SAD group selling popcorn, and then we have our cosmetology painting faces, and we have our magazine campaign car out. And, you know, then we have our cheerleaders do their show, and we have a mascot Olympics. And it's just really a great, fun night. And I said, it's not just a football game. It just is kind of who we are at the Regional High School, and we can try to highlight all the groups and things that we do here. have some fun.
And that all gets underway. Kickoff scheduled for 7, but a little bit of activity starts a little bit beforehand, right?
Yeah, we try to kick off right at 7 if we can. You know, we have O Canada, obviously, which is cool. So, you know, about 5 minutes or so, and we're 7:05. We do a ceremonial kickoff, and away we go. So halftime is just a little bit longer because we have the mascot Olympics and stuff like that. But, you know, we release Chinese lanterns after the game and have music, and, you know, there's all kinds of fun stuff. So what we're asking people to do this year, though, is there's two highlights for the game this year. Number one, it's our Terry Fox game.
Mm-hmm.
So every year we've done this. We donate $1 for every yard of offense that we generate from Raider football. So hopefully we can put some points on the board and put some generate some offense. So that's our donation to the Terry Fox Foundation. And this year we've partnered up with FCC, Farm Credit, which they do a program called Drive Away Hunger.
Right.
So it's free at the door as long as you bring a non-perishable food item.
Great.
So we're just asking people to bring a non-perishable food item, and we say we're going to take that down to FCC and support their program. We have a thing here at the Regional High School we call RCR, which is like kind of a homeroom type thing. And our theme this year is giving back. So we're kind of tying that all together, and it all comes together for Friday Night Lights.
Excellent. Well, again, happening tomorrow at Century Field behind the high school. Sunday, the Terry Fox Run. Will that be at the front of the school then?
Yep, right at the front doors.
All right, excellent. Again, great to have someone such as yourself and the gang at the Region High School making sure these events live on and can host the events too, which are just fabulous. Robbie, all the best this weekend.